This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops on Tuesday moved into the Gaza town of Rafah, but U.S. officials say it is not the full invasion many have feared. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Israeli troops seized control of the vital Rafah border crossing, raising fears of the full-scale invasion President Biden has warned against.
That's not what this is.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby says Israel describes it as a more limited operation aimed at cutting off Hamas arms smuggling.
Not of a size, scale, duration, and scope that one could equate to a major ground operation.
Still, Israel's defense minister says the operation will deepen if talks on a hostage deal with Hamas fail. Sagar Magani at the White House.
White House National Security spokesman John Kirby on Tuesday expressed optimism Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas, quote, should be able to close the remaining gaps to complete an agreement that would lead to release of hostages and pave the way for an extended truce in the 7-month war in Gaza. Talks continued Tuesday in Cairo. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday warned the threat of anti-Semitism is growing in remarks honoring the 6 million Jews killed in the Holocaust as his support for Israel's assault on Gaza divides his Democratic Party.
This hatred continues to lie deep in the hearts of too many people in the world and requires our continued vigilance and outspokenness.
Biden spoke 7 months to the day after Hamas attacked Israel October 7th, killing 1,200 Israelis. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin began his fifth term as president on Tuesday with another 6 years ahead of him. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin arrived to an elaborate inauguration ceremony inside the gilded Grand Kremlin Palace. Putin is already the longest-serving Kremlin leader since Joseph Stalin, with nearly a quarter of a century in power behind him. His new term doesn't expire until 2030, when he will be constitutionally eligible to run again. During his speech, he thanked participants of what he called the special military operation in Ukraine and residents of our historical lands. Analysts say now that Putin has secured another 6 years in power, the government could take the unpopular steps of raising taxes to fund the war and pressure more men to join the military. I'm Karen Chamas.
Witness testimony in Donald Trump's hush money trial is moving forward again, and all eyes are on who will be called next. Porn actor Stormy Daniels was called to the witness stand mid-morning on Tuesday and testified about her alleged sexual encounter with Trump in 2006, among other things. Prosecutors say Trump and his associates schemed to influence the 2016 presidential election by buying and bearing negative stories about Trump. Trump is accused of falsifying internal business records to cover up hush money payments, including a payment to Daniels, recording them instead as legal expenses. He has pleaded not guilty. Global warming has brought Argentina's corn farmers a dangerous new enemy, leaf hoppers. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
A rare plague of the tiny yellow insects has slashed millions of tons from Argentina's harvest projections for the current crop. Agriculture and climate experts have linked the unusual outbreak in the world's number three corn exporting country to rising temperatures. Leafhoppers thrive in warmer conditions, and with fewer frosts in recent years to check their spread and forecasts calling for a warm winter ahead, corn producers fear such infestations could become more regular.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. TikTok and its Chinese parent company ByteDance are suing the U.S. federal government over a law that would ban the popular video sharing app unless it's sold to another company. The lawsuit filed on Tuesday may be setting up what could be a long legal fight over its future in the United States. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.